Maximizing income and minimizing expenses. Ways to maximize earnings and how brokers can minimize expenses. Skill builder, brainstorming beforehand. Brainstorm some ways that your brokerage could maximize income. Also, how can you minimize expenses? Maximizing income. Many people get into real estate with the impression that they will make $1 million in the first year. They think they will be selling machines and that prime listings will just fall into their laps. Sadly, this is not the reality. There are fortunes to be made in real estate. However, not every agent or broker is going to be a millionaire. Savvy real estate professionals find ways to increase their income to ensure the longevity of their businesses. Vertical versus horizontal expansion. From a real estate brokerage perspective, vertical expansion involves hiring more agents, while horizontal expansion includes opening new branches. Did you know? Clients pay you for your services. You need those buyers and sellers to remain solvent to grow your business. Consider the following plan to help you meet your existing customers' needs and expectations and attract new ones to your firm. 1. What are the outcomes that you desire for your brokerage? 2. What is preventing you from achieving the desired outcomes? Identify any weak links and faulty communication processes that hinder your success. 3. What processes will you put in place to resolve those obstacles? 4. How will you measure whether or not you are successful? Establish a monetary or value-based metric. Minimizing expenses. Look closely at all the direct expenses in the profit and loss statements. Are there any areas in which management can cut costs without reducing productivity or quality of service? Often, business managers cut costs by changing vendors or negotiating discounts. They might also reduce on-hand inventory and supplies. Where can operating costs be trimmed? Management may find ways to save on web hosting, telecommunications, equipment, utilities, insurance, and even office supplies. Many vendors have early pay discounts. Brokerage owners can often decrease indirect costs, such as wasted time better spent elsewhere or paying for overlapping and duplicate services. How can brokers minimize expenses? Many people believe that businesses that minimize expenses will sacrifice the quality of their products or services. However, there are many ways that brokers can minimize costs, yet still maintain quality service for their clients. Leverage technology. Brokers can invest in software and tools that automate tasks and streamline processes. Agents can use these tools to reduce menial tasks, increase efficiency, and maximize productivity. There is a tool for everything from marketing to client communication and transaction management. Technology allows agents to spend more time generating leads, which will help them make more money for the brokerage. Control overhead costs. Technology has automated many of the administrative tasks real estate agents once performed. It has also allowed them to become more mobile. This increased mobility has decreased the need for office space. Brokers should explore downsizing office space to save money on rent and utilities. Outsource non-essential positions. Not every brokerage needs in-house accounting, IT support, or social media management. Outsourcing certain job functions to a third party instead of paying salaries to staff members can save brokers money. Negotiate vendor contracts. Every company should review vendor contracts to ensure that they are getting favorable terms. Brokers should negotiate with their vendors for discounts or volume pricing for office supplies, marketing materials, or other professional services. Monitor and track expenses. Brokers should use software to budget and track expenses. Financial software can help brokers identify and analyze spending patterns. Where is the bulk of the money going every month? Identifying where the money goes can help brokers employ cost-saving strategies to reduce costs. Evaluate return on investment. ROI. Every business is an investment for its owner, and investors always consider whether an investment's returns are acceptable. Brokers should analyze their activities and initiatives to determine if they are contributing to revenue, client satisfaction, and business growth. Suppose a business owner is spending money on an initiative that is not generating a high return on investment. In that case, it may be time to prioritize and reallocate spending to those activities and initiatives that generate revenue for the company.